Good evening. The time is now 5:06 and it is currently 78 degrees in Moorhead. I'm Shamari Mosley and this is Mountain Edition. Hurricane Ida will likely bring some heavy rainfall to the Commonwealth this week. Local hospitals are preparing for an additional surge of COVID-positive cases as resources continue to dwindle. With 166 new COVID-positive cases in the region over the weekend, many schools are considering temporary shutdowns. A hearing is set for tomorrow in a case against the city of Moorhead. The weather for tonight is showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise cloudy with a low around 68. We'll have a look at more of your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Hurricane Ida will likely bring some heavy rainfall to the Commonwealth this week. The National Weather Service in Jackson has issued a flash flood watch for the area. Christopher Fisher is the lead forecaster there. He says the most significant precipitation will occur Tuesday and Wednesday.
That's where we'll be dealing with the remnant moisture from Hurricane Ida. And we'll be looking at some locally heavy rain at times, especially Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. And right now we're looking at generally 2 to 3 inches of rain from Tuesday afternoon through Wednesday afternoon.
Fisher says that this will mostly be a rainfall event, but some gusty winds are possible. He advises drivers to avoid water-covered roads should they occur. Magoffin County's judge executive is advising residents about potential severe weather moving through the area. WMKY's Devin Bartley has the story.
Magoffin County judge executive Matt Wireman posted a message on social media Sunday, reminding community members to prepare for the remnants of Hurricane Ida. He warns that the heavy rainfall could result in flash flooding and river flooding, as the ground there has already been saturated over the past few days. His message concludes with, "Be safe and prepared, Magoffin." For WMKY News, I'm Devin Bartley.
Local hospitals are preparing for an additional surge of COVID-positive cases as resources continue to dwindle. A field hospital was erected in the St. Clair Healthcare parking lot this weekend, where the Kentucky National Guard and FEMA staff will be assisting with the overflow of patients. Dr. Thaddeus Cox is the Medical Director of Specialty Services at St. Clair. He says the organization has been struggling with staffing shortages for months.
Just being frank, we're tired. You know, people are just emotionally drained and physically drained. And, you know, COVID has added an extra layer of stress and strain to our lives. And so we just have to get people vaccinated. But the hospital is trying everything they can to show people that we do appreciate their efforts, and they are, incentivizing them to try to get them to work.
Cox says nurses working nights and on COVID units are getting extra pay for their shifts. He says the best way for the public to help is to get vaccinated and wear masks. For the third time during the pandemic, Pikeville Medical Center has reopened tents outside the emergency department in an attempt to limit the spread of the coronavirus. As of Wednesday morning, there were more than 70 COVID-19 patients in the hospital. The Director of Emergency and Transportation Services, Dale Morton, says those who aren't vaccinated are the ones taking up a majority of their resources.
People that are coming in that are testing positive that have been vaccinated aren't getting nearly as sick. We're able to send them home with the vitamin regimen and a couple of other things, and they're working their way through it.
According to LEX18, the demand has been so strenuous on the hospital staff that they are expecting the National Guard to help out next month. Kentucky hospitals are beginning to run out of resources as COVID cases continue to rise. According to LEX18, over half of all Kentucky hospitals are reporting critical staffing shortages. While ventilators are being sent around the state to hospitals in need, Governor Andy Beshear says it could start to become a problem if hospitalizations continue to increase.
I feel good as long as we get the information on the ventilator side that we can amplify hospitals that are out there. But if we continue at this rate, we ought to worry about all of it.
Governor Beshear is highly encouraging Kentuckians to do their part by getting vaccinated as soon as they can. We'll take a look at more of your regional news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
With 166 new COVID-positive cases in the region over the weekend, many schools are considering temporary shutdowns. Last week, Round County had 200 students in quarantine, but school officials are working to keep classrooms open for as long as possible. Superintendent John Maxey says consistent testing and quarantines are the key to COVID mitigation.
One thing that will be very critical for us is being able to keep our staff in school and keep them healthy too, because if we don't have enough cooks or we don't have enough bus drivers or we don't have enough teachers to service kids, then we would have to shut down on that side as well. So it's a twofold process. I've got to make sure my students are healthy, number one, but then I've also got to make sure I have enough staff to run everything as well.
School leaders are constantly monitoring COVID numbers and talking with local health leaders when making decisions. Maxey says things could change on a day-to-day basis. Carter County Schools will be using non-traditional instruction days this week. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
No in-person classes or extracurricular activities will be held in the Carter County school system for the rest of the week. Interim Superintendent Robert Bell confirmed Friday the move comes as a result of rising COVID-19 cases there. The Carter County Health Department is reporting over 100 current positive cases in the county for those 18 and under. The district will be holding vaccine clinics during the virtual NTI days for those who attended the first clinics in early August to receive their second dose of the Pfizer vaccine. According to the Daily Independent, King's Daughters Medical Center staff will be at West Carter High School Wednesday from 8 to 11 a.m. and East Carter High School from noon to 3 p.m. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
The state has named the third and final winner of its Shot at a Million sweepstakes, meant to incentive Kentuckians to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Mary Mattingly of Louisville got the big news from Kentucky's First Family over the phone as she's currently traveling out of the state. She joins two other $1 million winners and a total of 15 young people who brought home full ride scholarships thanks to the vaccination campaign. But the bigger question, did the sweepstakes actually work? It depends on whom you ask. Similar giveaways in other states produced mixed results, with the numbers hard to pin down. In Kentucky, the announcement of the program back in June coincided with a jump in vaccinations in the weeks immediately following. But few winners seemed to cite the lottery as the reason for rolling up their sleeves. Still, Governor Andy Beshear says he thinks the campaign did help stabilize the sliding vaccination rate.
And this contest, at the very least, created tens of millions of dollars of publicity about the vaccine. That's the other reason you do one of these. And local incentives get the word out more, which is helpful. I do think that we're to a point where incentives can probably only do so much to the populations that remain unvaccinated.
GOP legislative leaders, who will have more say in setting pandemic policy in coming months, have pointed to more modest local incentives as ways to boost the numbers. The most recent uptick in vaccinations in the state, however, appears to be less about incentives and more about increased caution in light of the Delta variant. A hearing is set for tomorrow in a case against the city of Moorhead. The lawsuit from former residents of the North Fork Mobile Home Park is facing a motion for dismissal. The suit alleges the city of Moorhead failed to follow Kentucky law regarding the process a local government must follow and facts it must find before establishing a development area. Attorney Ben Carter is with the Kentucky Equal Justice Center. He says the litigation will bring awareness to issues faced by former North Fork residents.
We think that the city violated state law, both procedural and substantive protections in state law, when it passed that law. And so the residents of North Fork, who have been displaced as a result of this development, are suing to have a court declare that ordinance void.
The hearing is set for 9 a.m. tomorrow, with a protest set to take place outside the Round County Fiscal Court building at noon. A Kentucky Correctional Institute is facing a power outage that has yet to be fixed. WMKY's Alyssa White has the story.
The Kentucky Correctional Institute for Women in Shelby County is currently working to fix an extended power outage that has left some inmates without air conditioning. Lisa Lamb, the Director of Communications with the Kentucky Department of Corrections, said the main switch gear failed to work on Thursday. She tells Wave 3 the institution's generators are powering the lights for now, but only two of the housing units within the facility have air conditioning. While crews are working to repair the system, the unavailability of parts needed to fix it is delaying the process by several days. In the meantime, inmates in the facility are allowed to wear t-shirts and shorts. They're also being given extra ice and bottled water. Visitation is currently suspended due to the electrical equipment failure. For WMKY News, I'm Melissa White.
Round County Pathways is hosting a National Overdose Awareness Day event tomorrow for friends and families who have lost loved ones from drug overdose. A tent will be set up with information on drug overdoses, as well as free Narcan nasal spray and ribbons and balloons to honor those who have passed away from an overdose. Amanda Fry, the Director of Nursing and Medical Services for Pathways, says the event will help combat the increase in overdose cases since the pandemic began.
The reason that we're finding that there is such an increase in opioid overdose since the pandemic is just because people are stuck in their homes and they're not able to go out. So one of the things is it is an outdoor event, so we're encouraging people to still come out. But also it just really gives us an opportunity to get in touch with individuals, especially individuals who are struggling with their addiction, make sure that they have the resources that they need.
The event will take place tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 321 East Main Street in Moorhead. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast, tonight showers and thunderstorms likely, otherwise cloudy with a low around 68. Tuesday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain with a high near 74. Tuesday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a low around 65. Wednesday, showers likely, mainly before 9 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 75. Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low around 58. Thursday, sunny with a high near 76. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 54. Friday, sunny with a high near 77. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 57. And that's it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today, we had help from Leanne Akers, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Tanner Boyd, Jonathan Burton, Devin Bartley, Hallie Adams, Ethan Jenkins, Kenny Lee Roberts, Alyssa White, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY, Moorhead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Shamari Mosley for WMKY News. Now back to All Things Considered.